like you make me feel the way you do. Never, never gonna give you up. I'm never, ever gonna stop. Not the way I feel about you. Girl, I just can't live without you. I'm never, ever gonna quit, cause quitting just ain't my stick. I'm gonna stay right here with you and do all the things you want me to. Whatever you want. Yeah, you got it. And whatever you need, I don't wanna see you without it. You've given me much more than words could ever say. And oh my dear, I'll be right here until my dying day. I don't know just how to say all the things I feel. I just know that I love you so, and it gives me such a thrill. Cause I find what this world is searching for. Yeah, right here, my dear, I don't have to look no more. And all my days, I hope and I pray for someone just like you. Make me feel the way you do. I'm never, never gonna give you up. I'm never, ever gonna stop. Stop the way I feel about you. Girl, I just can't live without you. I'm never, ever gonna quit, cause quitting just ain't my stick. Gonna stay right here with you.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump won't be meeting Russian President Putin in Budapest after all, and is instead imposing new sanctions on Russia.
The sanctions are against Russia's two largest oil companies.
I just felt it was time.
President Trump speaking in the Oval Office with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
These are tremendous sanctions. These are very big. Those are against their two big oil companies, and we hope that they won't be on for long. We hope that the war will be settled.
The Secretary General praised the move.
It's all about changing the calculus.
And he said ramping up the pressure on Russia to end this war. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said the U.S. carried out deadly attacks on two alleged drug vessels in the Pacific off South America the last 2 days, saying they belong to a designated terrorist organization. President Trump said,
there are very few boats traveling on the water right now. Actually, that includes fishing boats, that includes any other kind of boat. But there are very few boats traveling on the water. So now they'll come in by land at a lesser, to a lesser extent, and they will be hit on land also.
CBS News has learned the Trump administration is expanding its crackdown on illegal immigration by sending Border Patrol agents to the San Francisco area. California Governor Gavin Newsom responds.
This administration, you send first masked men to the cities that you want to militarize.
Two senior administration officials told CBS News the White House East Wing will be completely demolished as early as this weekend, part of President Trump's plan for a $300 million ballroom. Testimony continues today in the first-degree murder trial of former Illinois Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson, who shot and killed 36-year-old Sonia Macy in her kitchen in July 2024. CBS's Anna Schechter reports.
We heard from the other officer who was there in her home with Sean Grayson and whose body camera footage took that second wider shot where you actually see him draw his weapon and fire that shot. Now, he said that Sonia Macy did nothing and said nothing that made him perceive her as a threat. It was actually when Grayson drew his firearm that he then drew it as well because he was alarmed by that.
A diverse group of people have joined forces to say AI development must slow down.
The group includes Prince Harry and Meghan, Richard Branson, Steve Bannon, and Glenn Beck, who say AI superintelligence threatens humanity. The group of more than 700 public figures say it should be banned. Their joint letter urging a prohibition on developing superintelligence until safety and public consensus are assured.
Matt Piper reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony. And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Mellow rock seems to be the most popular music to give birth by.
When it comes to giving birth, the majority of moms prefer to be serenaded by Coldplay. Baby stroller brand Eye Candy's spin through Spotify birth playlists finds Fix You is the number one choice in delivery rooms. Ed Sheeran is second. Fleetwood Mac and the Beatles tie for third.
Here comes the sun.
Other favorites to push by?
And you can tell everybody.
Elton John, Nora Jones, John Legend, and Taylor Swift. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
COVID-19 vaccines may offer a benefit for some cancer patients by boosting their immune systems to help fight tumors. Research finds people with advanced lung or skin cancer lived longer if they received a Pfizer or Moderna shot within 100 days of starting immunotherapy. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 50 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at around 10 to 15 here today. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to 34. Could be some frost, a little cooler further inland tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Work it out and get it straight. I'll say goodnight.
ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
I don't want. Somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean up, lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go. Twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old. Twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
as the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Big Deals. Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Golf uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. With her home drops on her cheek, that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Country roads, all my
people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
I love you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
Taking time to make
not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Oh,
mind. Give up, give up.
Maybe millions of people
give up, give up.
Go by.
WZTI
CBS News Brief. Historians and critics pouncing after President Trump conceded the entire east wing of the White House will be demolished to build a 90,000 square foot ballroom.
In order to do it properly, we had to take down the existing structure. The way it was shown, it looked like we were touching the White House. We don't touch the White House.
A U.S. strike's taken out a ninth alleged drug boat. Happened last night, this time in the Pacific Ocean. At least five people killed. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
There are people traveling on international waters headed towards the United States with hostilities in mind, which includes flooding our country with dangerous, deadly drugs.
The Trump administration slapped new sanctions on Russian oil companies in a bid to encourage an agreement on ending the war in Ukraine. CBS's Margaret Brennan with details from Washington.
Two European officials tell me that Trump now has some realization that Vladimir Putin needs to be pushed in order to come to that negotiating table.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosen.